because the water doesn't ask anything for me, for itself. It's asking to give. This is the difference between the appetite of me, I want to have something for me, or when I want to have something for we. When I'm the first one, I'm not that different with Adolf Hitler. Yes, I'm a little bit taller. That's all. What's the difference? When it comes to the greed, wanting for me. But I'm talking about Nelson Mandela. He doesn't want anything for him. He doesn't need it. Why? Because his happiness is not the happiness of the animal. The joy for him is to have justice for everyone. What is this? This is the difference, right? So, when he's talking about the water, he's talking about the knowledge, this running knowledge, right? And this knowledge here, he explains that it's like this. This knowledge is in the water to expend, to give it to the others. So that's how we are educated, right? Then his hand will become empty. It needs a new one. So he will turn around and he will be given the new one. Yes, really.
From its interior, it raises cries of lamentation, saying, O God, that which you gave, I have given, and am left a beggar.
Yeah. So I'm begging now. But there is a difference between this begging and the last one we were talking about. The water doesn't want it for me, for himself. Wants it to give again. This is what the difference is, yes?
I pour the capital over pure and impure. O King who gives the capital, is there any more?
Yeah. He says, is there any more is in Arabic. So she should explain it to you. It's something that it's not positive. It's not good that you want more. That's the greed, right? Here he will say, look at it. Here the water wants more and it's not greedy. It's different. Why? Because he doesn't want it for me. Yes?
He says to the cloud, bear it to the delectable place, and you too, O son, draw it up aloft. He makes it to go diverse ways, that he may bring it unto the boundless sea. Truly, what is meant by this water is the spirit of the saints, which washes away your dark stains.
Ah, okay. Did you read the story? This is it, that the water will give. Then he will be poor. He goes back and he say, hey, give me more. He say, okay, wind. Take him to the sky. The water will go in the sky. Sun. Radiation. Clean it up. The sun will clean it up. It will come back and will go to the ocean again. Did you see the traffic here? It's a loop. So good deeds here are a part of a loop. You will receive the feedback of that. That's how it works. That, okay, this is something that is in this water. And here, with this water, I meant something. The water here, I meant the life of these transformed people. That's the water. The people who are transformed means they received something. They come and give it to everyone. Then they are empty-handed. They go back. They receive more and more and more. Not because they want more, because they want to spend more. This is how it works. Yes?
When it is staying dark by the treason of the inhabitants of the earth, it returns to him who endows heaven with purity. From yonder, trailing the skirt, it brings back to them lessons concerning the purities of the all-encompassing.
Yeah, because the Olya are here for what? They're teachers to educate. That's for educate. This is what they do. They bring it here. Like what? Like whom? Like Rumi. He brings it here. He will give it to everyone that this is what it is. But what will happen? This is stuff, good stuff that he brings in will go in the head of every fellow and will transform, will change, will be mixed up with this and that and that and that. And there is a day that Rumi doesn't know what to do anymore. He needs to go back. And they give him back, so comes, because this is how education works in human beings. Yes?
Through mingling with the people, it falls sick and desires that journey, saying, "Revive us, O Bilal. O melodious sweet voice, Bilal, go up into the marinette, beat the drum of departure."
Translation? I told you the story. The story is like this. Bilal is a nigger, a negro, a black guy. And his Arabic accent is somehow like mine. It's awful. When they win the war and they arrive in Mecca, Muhammad will say, somebody will go up and will say, "Allahu Akbar. We are the winner." There are so many people around. I will say to Bilal, "You go up." They come to him and say, "Excuse me, this fellow will go up and will say, Hayya ala salah. He doesn't say Hayya ala salah. He doesn't say that. And what is the difference? The difference is you want to say, let's live on peace. He says, let's live on weapons. Now what do you think? He said, you know what? That salah of this fellow is better than all your salah. Go up. This is this. So here you say, nobody got it. He wants to send someone up, not for the physical attraction of the voice. He wants someone with the real heart to go up. And that's Bilal. Therefore this prophet will say, "Oh, give me the spirit, you Bilal." Because he has, in his voice, you could look at the physical stuff and grammatic mistakes, or you could go deep down in his heart. This is one of the things that you don't get. While you're not transformed, you will not get what was in that Bilal, that the prophet will do this. Yes.
Whilst the body is standing, the spirit has gone on its journey. Hence, at the moment of return, it says, "Salam." It liberates all from performing the ablution with sand and seekers of the Qibla from endeavoring to ascertain the proper direction. This parable is like an intermediary in the discourse. An intermediary is required for the apprehension of the vulgar.
Means the stuff that I want to tell you, I cannot. So here I brought you an example. This example I bring here is something which in the language could make some connection. And this is for the understanding of everyone. That's why I did it. So to bring it down to the earth for everyone to understand, I made this a story for you. The story of Prophet up to here was made to transform some idea here. Yes?
Without an intermediary, how should anyone go into the fire except the salamander? For he is independent of the connecting. You need the hot bath as an intermediary so that you may refresh your constitution
yeah.
by the fire.
When you want to clean up yourself, what do? Bathroom. Why? Because over there, the water will help you to stand up for the heat. Heat is cleaning you up, but the ambiance should be ready with what? With the water. Yes?
Since you cannot go into the fire like Kahil, the hot bath has become your apostle.
Uh-huh. Remember, beginning book 2, I told you, you are supposed to become Khalil. You are supposed to go in the fire to be cleaned up. Here you say, listen, you are not that magician fellow Khalil. You are not ready yet to go in the fire. So, clean up yourself with the warm water, with the mixture of fire and water, knowledge. This is the key. Knowledge. You could clean up yourself with the knowledge. And I brought all these examples to explain that. Yes?
Safety is from God. But how should the unclean attain unto safety without the mediation of bread? Beauty is from God. But the hedonist does not feel beauty without the veil of the garden.
Yeah, that's okay. Beauty belongs to beloved, period. He's beautiful. Beauty comes here. How? Comes here in the form of a garden, a beautiful garden, because a silly fellow cannot feel it. So the beauty of the garden is the key to understand that, oh yes, there is something better here. Yes?
When the bodily medium is removed, he perceives without screen, like Moses, the light of the moon from bosom.
Mm-hmm. When you change, we saw it, the Moses changed. What was the change? Moses, when he went up, he was looking for that animal, and he was a normal fellow. When he came back, he was not. He was different. Do you remember the difference? When he will do this, his hand will shine like a sun. Do you remember his wife? Intelligence said, oh, I want to see it. He said, you will go blind. No, don't worry. Just with one eye. So he did this. Ah, beautiful. And lost both eyes, because that's what logic is. That light which was given to Moses, where was it from? That tree. Do you remember that burning tree, the light of that? Yes?
These virtues possessed by the water bear witness likewise that its interior is filled with the grace of God.
Yeah, because all the deeds are what? Are something to lead you to another stuff. When you see something, then you dig deeper and you understand something which was not that clear. This is how it works. Digging and digging and digging. Okay. آب چون پیکار کرد و شد نجس تا چنان شد کاب را رد کرد حس حق ببردش باز در بحر ثواب تا بشستش از کرم آن آب آب سال دیگر آمد و دامن کشان هی کجا بودی به دریای خوشان من نجس از اینجا شدم پاک آمدم بستودم خلعت سوی خاک آمدم هین بیایده پلیدان سوی من که گرفت از خوی یزدان خوی من در پذیرم جمله زشتیت را چون ملک پاکی دهم افریت را چون شوم آلوده باز آنجا روم سوی اصل پاکی ها روم دلق چرکین برکنم آنجا ز سر، خلعت پاکم دهد یار دیگر. کار او این است و کار من همین، عالم آرای است رب العالمین. گر نبودی این پلیدی های ما، کی بودی این بارنامه آب را؟ کیسه های زر بدزدید از کسی، می رود هر سو که این کو مفلسی. یا بریزد بر گیاه رسته ای، یا بشوید روی روناشسته ای، یا بگیرد بر سر او حمالوار کشتی بی دست و پا را در بهار. صد هزاران دارو اندر وی نهان، زان که هر دارو بروید زو چنان. جان هر دری دل هر دانه ای، می رود در جو چو داروخانه ای. زو یتیمان زمین را پرورش، بستگان خشک را از وی روش. چون نماند مایش تیر شود، همچون ما اندر زمین خیر شود. ناله از باطن برارد که خدا، آنچه دادی دادم و ماندم گدا. ریختم سرمایه بر پاک و پلید، ای شه سرمایه ده هل من مزید. ابر را گوید ببر جای خوشش، هم تو خورشیدا به بالا برکشش. راه های مختلف میراندش، تا رساند سوی بحر بیهدش. خود غرض زین آب جان اولیاست، کو قصول تیرگی های شماست. چون شود تیره ز قدر اهل فرش، بازگردد سوی پاکی بخش عرش. باز آرد زان طرف دامن کشان، از تهارات محیطو درسشان. ز اختلاط خلق یابد اعتلال، آن سفر جوید که ارهنا بلال. ای بلال خوشنوای خوش سهیل، میزن بر رو بزن تبل رحیل. جان سفر رفت و بدان اندر قیام، و بدن اندر قیام وقت رجعت زین سبب گوید سلام. از تیمم وارهاند جمله را، و از تحری طالبان قبله را. این مثال چون واسطه است اندر کلام، واسطه شرط است بهر فهم عام. اندر آتش کی رود بی واسطه، جز سمندر کو رهید از رابطه. واسطه حمام باید مر تو را، تا ز آتش خوش کنی تو تب را. چون نتانی شد در آتش چون خلیل، گشت حمامت رسول آبت دلیل. سیری از حق است لیک اهل تبع، کی رسد بی واسطه اینان در شبع. لطف از حق است لیکن اهل تن، در نیابد لطف بی پرده چمن. چون نماند واسطه تن بی حجاب، همچو موسی نور مه یابد ز جیب. این هنرها آب را هم شاهد است، که اندرونش پر ز لطف ایزد است. ما سلامت.